The cost is coming down dramatically. And in some parts of Australia, it's already a grid parity where remote communities are on diesel. Solar and batteries combined are cheaper than diesel power generation.
Gemma Green, fellow with the Sustainability Policy Institute at Curtin University. And she says storing renewable energy in lithium batteries won't only be paying off for off-grid situations.
Within the next sort of 12 to 24 months, during peak pricing times, battery storage will reach parity with the grid in the cities in Australia. And so this is lithium-ion batteries, the batteries you would have in your mobile phone or in your laptop. And you might just size the battery enough to generate enough power for yourself during that peak period part of the day. The investment would pay itself off in like less than 8 years.
Lithium batteries are widely used in electronics like TVs, computers, mobile phones, and increasingly electric cars. So future demand for lithium would appear to be assured. And with battery-grade lithium carbonate fetching $6,500 a tonne, it's not surprising the search is on for more of it. A West Australian company, Cobre Montana, has just locked in exclusive rights to a new technology to unlock lithium from a previously unused source. And it will come from lepidolite rocks in WA's Pilbara, mostly known for its iron ore riches. Managing Director Adrian Griffin.
First of all, you've got to understand that it occurs in three basic forms. There's hard rock. The hard rock has been mined here in Western Australia for many years. In fact, Western Australia still produces over 36% of world supply out of greenbushes. Then there are deposits that occur in things like saline lakes and brines. Most of those are in South America. Some of them are in China. And then there's a third group that are clays, and those clays are volcanic clays, mainly in Nevada. Our view is there's a fourth source, of course, and that's the ore that everyone's forgotten, lepidolite.
And why do you say it's the ore everyone's forgotten?
Well, it's possibly the most abundant lithium mineral. It's been a little bit more difficult to process using conventional technology. And as a consequence, people tend to mine the other lithium minerals and throw the lepidolite away.
Is it the same lithium? Same, grade of lithium?
Yeah, lithium's an interesting element. It's the lightest metal in the periodic table. It's very volatile. So the lithium metal itself spontaneously combusts in the atmosphere, so you can't move lithium metal around, and as a consequence it's always marketed as one of the lithium salts.
Is lithium being used in large storage batteries?
No, indeed it is, yeah. In fact, it has to a large extent in many applications replaced standby generator sets in things like hospitals and public utilities. It's much easier when you've got a power failure just to turn the switch on rather than firing up your diesel generator that hasn't been used for 3 or 4 years and find that it fails. So it certainly is starting to win a bit of favour in the power generation sector, where it's used for smoothing out the peaks and troughs in renewable power, solar and wind.
Well, the cost, what about the cost?
Oh, at the moment, they're obviously more costly than conventional lead-acid batteries, which have been used in many of those applications in the past.
Are there environmental issues attached to the mining of lithium then, given some of the things you've told me about it, i.e. it explodes?
Oh, no, not at all, because the minerals themselves are quite stable. The type of processing we're using, albeit proprietary processing and subject of current patent applications, it's far from rocket science, and it's not unlike most of the processing you see in the nickel and copper industry.
It would nonetheless require a fair bit of removal of ore to get the lithium and the other things out of it.
If you struck a parallel with the base metals industry, you're looking at the same sort of volumes of rock that you would be moving if you had, for example, a 4% nickel deposit.
A replacement for some of the iron ore mines, perhaps?
Let's hope so.